Good morning. Good morning. Hey, if you want to be the first call of the day, call 207-792-6278. That's 79 Coast. Easy to remember for us folks in Maine. But if you're not from Maine, then welcome. And the whole state is one area code, 207. Mm-hmm. And yet you still have to dial long distance.
Yeah.
So figure that out.
Exactly.
It always confuses me when we dial out from here. I never notice it on my phone because I bet if you ask someone under 30 what long distance is, they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, good call.
Right?
Yes.
When was the last time you actually were concerned about dialing long distance?
I know. I do screw up calling from here, though.
Yeah.
Like calling out. Every time I'm like, is it one? Is it just 207? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the phone in general can be challenging.
I had a challenging moment a few weeks ago. Remember that day? That was very... I just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Until you popped in and were like, boop, 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 yeah. Ringing.
Yeah. I was like, hey. I mean, I was kind of, it was a busy day and I was like, oh, can you get these people on the phone for me? And then I stepped out and I come back and Kelly's looking at the phone like, this is just not working.
Or I was like, they're just not, both of them not answering. That's right. So strange that everyone's not answering right now. Oh, really? Let me just try. Maybe the phones aren't working. Blake gets it. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it's just a direct number or 207 or...
No, it happens. It happens, you know?
A challenge.
It was kind of like handing a 12-year-old a rotary phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
What would you do with that?
Oh, what are these numbers? Press.
How's the dial? How does it dial?
Bring. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle, the custodian!
Danielle, our favorite custodian! You're the first call!
The first call of the day!
First call of the day, Danielle. How are you?
I'm doing well. It feels like a Friday.
You know,
it does.
That's funny that you say that. Now, so you had April break last week. Do you follow the school calendar, I assume, or do you have to work all break?
No, Blake. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to... Oh, yeah. You worked the whole time. Well, I guess that's the time when you can really take care of stuff in the school when all the kids are not in the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss them, though. I really did.
You know, being that I'm married to a principal, I hear about all kinds of issues at schools. And remind me, are you at a middle school?
I'm at an elementary school.
An elementary school.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully the stupid kids are not stuffing stuff in the toilets yet.
Oh, God.
They're not too bad. They're not.
Okay.
At first, I did start complaining about the pee on the walls, but after hearing about the other schools and the older they get, I'm like, pee away. Let's
pee, pee, pee. It's fine.
Yeah. It was like one of those, I don't know if it was a full moon or something a while back.
God.
And he came home and he was like, I had to, the poor custodian at his school had to deal with, I think it was like a tree branch that was stuffed in a toilet or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, why?
I date the maintenance guy, and he...
Hold on a minute.
Oh, Danielle.
Hold on a minute. How have we never discovered this in our conversations, Danielle?
The custodian and the maintenance? Oh, come on.
For the district, he goes around to all of the schools, so...
Wow.
Oh, he's like moonlighting.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet? It was just like, oh, hi, what do you do, custodian? What do you do, maintenance?
High school sweethearts, and then we separated after graduation. I got married and did all that yucky stuff, and then we've been back together for 8 years. So.
Wow.
Aww,
oh, what a great story.
Guys.
And he's the maintenance guy in town, and you're the custodian at the elementary school.
Oh, yeah, and he's really cute.
This is like a Hallmark movie.
This is great.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. We've talked to Danielle a few times
because
she's one of the few regulars in the 5 o'clock club. And how did we not discuss this already?
Right.
You're going to learn so much more over the years, Blake.
I know. You're like an onion, Danielle. We're peeling back the layers.
Right.
Well, Danielle, listen, we love you. You have a great day. I hope the kids are good to you, and I hope there's no branches in the toilets, okay?
I know. I love you guys, too. Thank you, and enjoy your Friday, Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's
Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that better? Yay, it's Thursday,
so
at least.
It's almost Wednesday. Happy Friday Eve, Danielle.
There you go.
Bye.
The first call of the day.
Maybe it's the full moon.
Maybe.
It's so funny.
I don't know. Yeah. It is a weird week when people are getting back to it after the April break.
Yeah.